Hardy's Hardest Hats is brought to you in association with Cold Callers Comedy. You can find Cold Callers Comedy on Twitter, at Cold Callers, on Instagram, at Cold Callers _ comedy, and on Facebook, at Cold Callers Comedy. And if you head over to youtube.com/ Cold Callers, you'll find our music videos and comedy sketches there. And if you can't be bothered to do any of that, well, stop pulling your pud, stop throwing your...
Check me out!
What are you wearing on your face?
Mate, it's a VR headset, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah. It's called a Moculus. Some kind bloke in Istanbul was selling them on the market there. He said they're all the rage.
I mean, it just looks like some toilet rolls strapped to your face.
I know. It's light as a feather. I can barely notice it's on.
I don't think it is on, Tom. I don't think it is a thing. It's just...
Oh, it looks so fucking real, man. Look, you're in it.
I know I'm here.
It's so real.
How much did you pay for this?
Yeah, a couple hundred. But yeah, it don't matter because it's well worth it. It's got your likeness and everything.
But it is my likeness, though. This is me. You're just looking at me through toilet rolls.
Nah, but you look a little bit shit. It wouldn't have done that.
What do you mean?
Oh, well, fuck me. It's so intuitive. Everything my hand is doing, it's doing. It's even got the minor details, like the dirt under the fingernails. Cool. It's like I'm in my own universe, only better. It's a better universe, a better verse.
Well, you mean like a metaverse?
Well, that just sounds fucking dumb.
Tom, why are you holding a gun?
It's the controller that comes with it.
That's just a gun.
Well, this is a shoot-em-up game, isn't it? What do they call it? A face-person shooter.
Tom, would you stop waving that gun around?
It's a zombie game.
I'm not a zombie.
Well, you look fucking pale.
Why would I be talking if I was a zombie?
It's so real. Fuck me, though. The NPC talks. Have some of that. Fuck me. So real. Even the blood. Can't even see the pixels.
Mr. Hardy, what's going on?
Oh, Bane, you're in the game.
Mr. Hardy.
Oh, fuck me, I didn't have it switched on.
Fucking up, mate.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Hardy's Hardest Hats, the show that proves the Mad Hatter may be mental, but he also looks like a fucking boss, mate. As always, I'm your host, Tom Hardy, from Peaky once, twice, three times a blinder. After last week's reveal that Bane is not just my muscular confidant, but also he's my fucking son, the fruit of my loins, my big baby boy, I was left in shock. So I decided to pop down to the shops for a bottle of valued cherryade and a box of mint matchmakers. I don't know why, I fucking hate mint chocolate. I was driving in the DeLorean though, and forgot I shouldn't be burning down country lanes at 90 miles per fucking hour. So I ended up travelling back in time to 1938. I found myself at this rich poncy bloke's house, and we got drunk and started discussing the most legendary hat of all time. I am, of course, talking about the holy hat. The hat that fucking Jesus wore. He told me a bedtime story, which was weird, because we were both fully dressed and neither of us were in a bed. But he mentioned that he was on the brink of an important discovery. The final location of the hat of Christ. Now, as a connoisseur and an expert of hats, I knew I was the man for the job. So I set off in search of the hat. I went to Venice, emptied a full clip of my Walter PP cock into this Austrian bird's nether region, and then discovered the possible entrance to the tomb of Sir Richard, the eldest of three knights. And then, bam, I got knocked out, and I woke up in this shit heap castle with a bunch of fucking Nazis. Nazis! Could have given a room a quick tidy before sticking me in here, you goose-stepping fucks! Golden age my ass. Fucking well shit, mate. Me! Quick! I need a weapon. Ooh! A Minge Dynasty vase! Have that, you prick! But wait a minute. Junior?
Please don't call me Junior.
But that's what you are, boy. I'm your papa.
You hit me, Dad.
Well, I thought you were one of them. I like your hat, by the way. Really completes the outfit. What are you doing here?
I came here to rescue you.
Yeah, but how did you travel back in time?
I have my ways.
Well, that don't make any fucking sense.
It does if you ignore the logic.
Fair enough. Have you got my book?
Tom Hardy, Rise of a Legend?
No, not that one. The one with all my research about the Holy Hat of Christ. I left it in a pub toilet in Venice a few nights ago. That limoncello went right through me.
Yes, I got it.
And?
I found the tomb of Sir Richard. The inscription leads to Alexandretta.
Alex's laundrette, I knew it! Oh boy, am I gonna wear that hat.
Mr. Hardy?
Yes?
You will hand me the book now, Mr. Hardy.
You don't think my son would be stupid enough to bring it here, do you? Wait a minute, you didn't, did you?
Well...
You're dead! Now they're going to get the hat, and they already have hats!
Well, I was trying to save you.
Yeah? Well, who's going to save you, Junior?
I said... Don't call me Junior.
Look what you did. I can't believe what you did. That's fucking gross.
Come on, Dad.
Hold it right there, or I'll shoot the girl.
Please, Payne, give up. He's going to do it.
No, wait.
Don't trust her. She's one of them.
What?
It's fucking obvious. Look how blonde she is. She's fucking Aryan as they come. 100% Nazi.
How would you know?
Drop the gun, Mr. Hardy.
Well, she definitely has sex like a Nazi.
Bane, please, help me.
How would you know how she has sex?
She let me have a go on her 2 Luftballons.
Time's up. She dies.
No, wait.
I'm sorry.
No, don't be.
But you should have listened to your father. We have the book.
Bind them.
Hardy's Hardest Fuckers.
This chair is well uncomfortable. Can I have a cushion?
Be quiet.
All right. Don't ask, don't get, do you? Can't believe you trusted a Nazi, Junior.
Because he didn't take my advice. I did say trust no one.
Donovan, you absolute shitbag. Junior, go kill him.
We're both tied to chairs.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Dr. Schneider, we must be going. We have a hat to find.
Oh, don't be like that, Bane. We both want the hat.
I want it more than him.
I'm sorry, my dear, you think that way.
You know, I can't forget how wonderful it was.
Thank you. It was rather wonderful. Oh, you meant him. How are you even kissing him through that thing on his face? Must be like sticking your tongue in a toaster.
That is how we say goodbye in Austria.
And this is how we say goodbye in Germany, Mr. Hardy.
Yeah!
Oh! I like the Austrian way better.
Both were pretty shitty for me, if I'm honest.
Let's get these ropes off.
Can't you just do, like, a Hulk roar or something and rip them off?
Have a feel in my jacket pocket.
Do I have to?
Dad?
All right. Christ, this is awkward. Well, what's this? It feels like a cigarette lighter.
My lucky charm.
But how do you smoke through that mask? It makes no fucking sense.
Dad, just burn through the ropes.
All right, give me a second, fuck's sake. And... Oh! Oof. Whoopsie. Junior, little ickle problem.
What?
The floor's on fire.
Quick, move, Dad.
And the chair. Oh, and the curtains as well. Or those tapestries. Either way, they're really nice.
Dad?
What?
Dad?
What?
Dad?
What?
The fire rises.
Oh, see what you did there. Well, what the fuck are we doing?
Head to the fireplace.
Our situation seems more fucked than before.
I just have to cut these ropes.
Oh, hello, Nazis! Nazis? Shit!
Alarm!
Hiya! The car! Schnell! Schnell! Good God! This is intolerable! Oh, Junior! You got a bit of Nazi on me. That shit never comes out.
Arnie's Artist Fucking Ass.
Next time on Arnie's Artist Ass. Oh, never been in a sidecar before. This is fun. Fucking hell, not fun, not fun.
Okay, Dad. Why do we have to go to Berlin? We know where we're going.
There's important stuff in that book, including a recipe for red velvet fairy cakes.
Into the lion's den. Jesus Christ.
Ooh. That's for blasphemy, you little cunt, for God's sake. This seems like a mistake now I think of it. Oh shit me, it's Adolf Hitler. Can I have your autograph? Mein Kampf! Bane, what are you doing?
Killing Hitler?
Yeah, that's fair.
Arnie's Artist Fucking Ass.
To be continued, mate.